不可能完成的。
For in the eyes of a man, this was something that seemed impossible.
啊，因为埃及王有兵。
For the Egyptians had their armies.
所以不可能出去。
And so they would not go out.
然后红海阻碍。
And also because of the obstruction from the Red Sea.
这不可能跨过。
And there was no way they could have crossed it.
再来旷野四十年。
And then the wilderness for 40 years.
他们也没有带东西出来。
They did not bring much provisions with them.
这不可能存活。
They would surely not survive.
再来约旦河。
And then the Jordan River.
约旦河河水涨过两岸。
The waters were very high.
这不可能跨过去。
It was impossible for them to cross through.
进到迦南地。
And when they entered into the land of Canaan.
里面有七族非常的凶猛。
There were seven groups of very fearsome groups.
这个不可能攻占那一块地。
And it was impossible for them to conquer that land.
所以这么多的不可能加起来，就是没有希望。
And so many impossibles added up means that it was hopeless.
但是到最后，他们不但进到迦南。
But in the end, not only did they enter into the land of Canaan.
他们攻占迦南。
They conquered it.
他们分领迦南地。
They divided the lands.
照着神的应许。
According to the command of God.
那个秘诀在哪里？
What was the secret?
申命记第二章里面说，因为神与他们同在。
Deuteronomy chapter 2 sums it up as the Lord was with them.
我们看申命记第二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
申命记第二章。
Deuteronomy 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这四十年神与你同在。
These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you.
所以你一无所缺。
And you lacked nothing.
因为神与他们同在，神就在他们所办的事情上赐福给他们。
Because the Lord was with them, He blessed them in all the work of their hands.
所以不可能就变成可能。
So what was impossible became possible.
有时候我们常常想啊，我们人生有什么秘诀可以过得很轻松愉快？
Sometimes we think, what is the secret to life that secret that we can find in life so we can live very happily and smoothly?
很多人去读这个伟人的传记啊，名人所写的文章。
Many people study the biographies of great people of the world.
看你们要找到什么成功的秘诀。
See, trying to find a method to success.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看。
But if we return to the Bible,
我们要过一个很轻松愉快的人生。
For us to live an easy and a happy, joyful life,
就是要有神的同在。
We have to have the abidance of God.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important.
所以人生要追求什么？
What should we pursue in life?
要追求神的同在。
We need to pursue the abidance of God.
那神怎么会跟我们同在呢？
How will God abide with us?
神喜欢我们，他就跟我们同在。
If he favors us, he will be with us.
神同在的不是人同在。
We need to seek the abidance of God and not the abidance of man.
神是宇宙的主宰。
God is the master of the universe.
万福的来源。
He's the source of all blessings.
他是我们在天上的父。
He is our Father in heaven.
他是全能的。
He is almighty.
这一位神跟我们同在。
This God to be with us.
我们人生还有什么困难？
What else? What difficulties can we face in this world?
还有什么忧虑？
What kind of worries will we face in this
world? 所以当我们面对人生很多困难的时候，
When we face the many challenges and difficulties in life,
我们一直要解决这个困难，完另外一个困难又来，接下去又一个困难。
After solving one difficulty, we encounter another and another.
我们就觉得说啊，人在世界上真的是有太多的压力困难。
And we feel that there's indeed a lot of pressure and troubles in this world.
我常常觉得活在世界上好累。
We often feel that it's tiring just to live in this world.
但是当神与我们同在，
But when God is with us,
神的恩典与我们同在，
When His blessing, His grace is with us,
然后我们就发现很多的困难啊，这就是神在做工，一个一个都可以解决。
We find that all the difficulties we encountered before, one by one, will be resolved by God.
那我们过去活的几十年的经验，
From the decades of experience we have,
告诉我们，
It teaches us,
只要有神同在，
As long as the Lord is with us,
问题就有答案。
Then there are answers to our problems.
那这个经验再让我们往前看。
And when this experience leads us to look forward,
我们就没有害怕了。
There is nothing for us to fear then.
因为神没有改变。
For God does not change.
我们怕什么？
What shall we be afraid of?
我们只怕神不喜欢我。
We are only afraid if the Lord does not find favor in us.
如果神不喜欢我，他就离开我了。
If we are displeasing to God, he may depart from us.
那他就不与我同在。
And he will not be with us.
那我们就要独自面对我们自己的未来。
And then we will have to face our own future alone.
那真的是劳苦愁烦。
And that is indeed filled with toils and worries.
到最后又是转眼成空了。
And in the end, it becomes like the vapor in the air.
所以信仰给我们智慧。
So faith brings us wisdom.
能够抓到我们人生的秘诀。
That we can grasp hold of the secret to life.
就是做神喜欢的人。蒙神同在
which is to become a person pleasing in the eyes of God so that he will be with us.
好，那我们现在来看为什么神喜欢大卫会与他同在。
So now let us see why God found favor in David and abided with him.
好，我们首先来看在撒母耳记上十七章发生的事情。
Let's see the account in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章。
1 Samuel 17.
这个十七章就记载哥利亚。
17 records a story of David and Goliath.
那哥利亚要面对神的百姓，以色列百姓。
And Goliath was facing the men of Israel.
他人高马大。
And he was tall and strong.
所以以色列百姓，神的百姓大家都躲起来。
So the people of Israel, they hid themselves.
只有大卫愿意。来面对哥利亚。
Only David was willing to come forward to face Goliath.
那从这件事情我们就了解神喜欢他的原因。
From this story, we can see one of the reasons why God found favor in David.
我们看撒母耳记上的十七章二十六节。
Let's read 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel?For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
这个地方讲除掉以色列人的耻辱。
Here it says that it would take away the reproach from Israel.
有谁能够除掉以色列人的耻辱？
Who can take away the reproach from Israel?
这个以色列人的耻辱就是神的耻辱，因为他们是神的选民。
The reproach of Israel is a reproach of God, for they, the Israelites, are the chosen ones of God.
没有人敢出来。
No one dared step forward.
但是大卫他本身就自告奋勇，他要面对哥利亚。
But David boldly stood out to face Goliath.
其实他是一个牧羊人，他是刚刚从那边经过，根本就没有他的事。
He was just a shepherd merely passing by. This thing had nothing to do with him.
但是对一个敬畏神的人来讲，神的事就是我的事。
But to a man who fears God, God's business is his business.
神的耻辱就好像是我的耻辱。
God's reproach is his reproach.
所以我要牺牲我自己。
And so he had to make a sacrifice of himself.
来除掉神的耻辱。
To take away the reproach from God.
今天我们很多人，我们在考虑事情都是以自我为中心。
Today, for many of us, when we make our decisions, we place ourselves at the center of this decision.
对我有利益，大家都去。
Whatever benefits me, I will go and do.
对我没有利益，没有人愿意去。
If it doesn't benefit me, very few are willing to do it.
这是一般人生活的哲学。
This is the philosophy that many people live by.
但是当我们开始在敬拜神。
But when we begin to worship God,
我们真的很敬畏神。
We truly are faithful and diligent in worshiping.
很爱神。
And we love him.
那我们就发现神的事情就是我的事情。
Then we gradually find that God's business is our business.
我们愿意牺牲自己来完成神的事情。
And we're willing to sacrifice ourselves in order to accomplish his work.
那这就是神喜欢我们的原因。
And this is one reason why God would find favor in us.
因为我们把神的名他的荣耀放在我们个人的利益之前。
For we place God's name, His glory, before our own benefits.
打战会死的，但是对大卫来讲，他已经没有想到这个事情。
There's a great risk of death in battle, but David no longer gave that any consideration.
好，我们再看十七章。
Let's read chapter 17 again.
四十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
这里说, 征战的胜败全在乎神, 祂必将你们交在我们的手里。
It says here, the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
打战的是谁?
Who was the one who fights?
当然就是大卫。
Of course, it's David.
但是会不会得胜是谁在决定?
But who decides which party is victorious?
是神在决定。
It is God.
所以神要将他们交在我们的手里。
So God will give him into our hands.
从这里我们就了解大卫知道神的主权。
From this verse, we see here that David understands God's sovereignty.
如果神愿意,
if God is willing,
没有一件事情不能做成,
there's nothing that he cannot accomplish.
当然把哥利亚杀掉,
of course, killing Goliath is something that God is willing to do. For he is the enemy of the people of God.
所以当我们在, 服侍神,
when we are serving God,
在我们心里的最深处,
What are we thinking in the deepest parts of our hearts?
如果我们一直想是我能够做成什么?
If what we're thinking of is things that I am able to do myself,
那我想神还会很难跟我们同在。
Then I think it will be difficult for God to abide with us.
但是如果我们心里的最深处我不能做什么。
But if in the innermost part of our heart we think to ourselves, there's things that I cannot do,
神愿意做什么?
And what is God willing to do?
他就可以借着我来做成。
And through me, he can accomplish his work.
这一种从心里的最深处对神的主权一种尊重，这是神喜欢的。
So this is a kind of respect that we have for God's sovereignty in the innermost part of our being. And this is something that God finds favor in.
好，我们再看37节, 17章37节。
Continue reading chapter 17, verse 37. Moreover, David said, The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the land of this, from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫曾经在牧羊的时候遇到狮子跟老虎。
David encountered lions and bears while he was shepherding.
结果大卫能够把他们打死，把羊救出来。
David was able to defeat them and rescue the sheep.
如果今天呢，这个 会变成大新闻，在报道这一个人多能干。
If that ever happened in modern time, it would be popular news.
但是大卫怎么讲?
But what did David say here?
这是神救我脱离狮子跟熊。
He says that God delivered him from the paw of the bear and lion.
不做是他把狮子跟熊打死的。
It wasn't that he had killed the lion and the bear.
但是在他里的最深处，他知道这是神救他，所以神给他有这个力量把他打死。
So even though he was the one that did the killing, but in his innermost being, he knew that it was God that allowed him to have victory.
工作完成之后，他没有把这个 credit 把这个功劳归在他身上。
So after accomplishing the work, he did not give credit onto himself.
他只是完全的承认这是神的作为。
But he completely admitted that this was the work of God.
那因为有这样子经验。
Because of this experience.
所以说神也必将非利士人 把他交在他的手里。
He was assured that the Lord will also deliver him from the hand of the Philistine.
我们再看17章的46节。
Let's continue reading 17, verse 46. Verse 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
这里说,
Here it says that the Lord will surely deliver you into my hand.
我必杀你。
And I will kill you.
那如果我们后面遮下来我们自己来写,
And if we were to write the remaining parts of this passage,
我们写出来就是, 那我就变英雄了, 我就大大的出名了。
Perhaps we would write, then I would become a hero and become famous.
但是大卫怎么写呢?
But how did David, 这一件, how did this follow?
这件事情要使普天下人都知道, 以色列中有神。
It says that, here's David said that, then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword, or that people will know that there is a God in Israel.
所以大卫知道神借着他的手做这件事情，到最后是要让神显扬，让人认识神。
So David understood that God helped him in this matter in order so that in the end, people may come to know him.
所以我们就知道说，在大卫的心里面呢，神最大。
So we know that in David's heart, God reigned.
他所做的都是为着神。
And whatever he did, it was because of God.
为着神的荣耀。
Because of his glory.
这就是神喜欢的一个人的原因。
This is a reason that God finds favor in a person.
当一个人把自己谦卑到我算不了什么。
When a person humbles himself to the point that he accounts for nothing,
那这个就是神喜欢的人。
Then this is a person that God can find favor in.
非常不简单。
It's very difficult for a person to do.
好，我们先看第二点。
And the second point.
大卫怎么面对自己的人生？
How did David face his own life?
我们来看撒母耳记上的22章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 22.
撒母耳记上的22章。
1 Samuel 22.
第三节。
1 Samuel 22, verse 3. Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, Please let my father and mother come here with you, till I know that what God will do for me.
这里大卫说
And here David said,
说主等我知道神要我怎样行。
He says that he will wait till he knows what God will do for him.
所以在大卫的心里面他常常在等候神。
In David's heart, he always waited upon the Lord.
每一件事情他都要明白神要教他怎么做。
And in whatever he did, he wanted to know the will of God in it.
所以我们人有两种生活哲学。
So there's different philosophies in our lives.
一个就是人本，我自己为我自己的主人。
One is that we are the masters of ourselves.
我自己做自己的决定。
I make my own decisions.
甚至有时候我们信了主，我们还是用这样的心态来生活。
Sometimes even after believing in the Lord, we still carry on with life with this attitude.
所以我们先做一个决定，然后再祷告，神啊，你帮我成全。
So we make our decision first, and then we pray to God, ask him to fulfill it.
如果你爱我，求你帮助我。
We ask the Lord, if you love me, please help me.
这是我的决定。
Because this is my decision.
那这样没有办法得到神的喜欢。
This will not be found pleasing in the eyes of God.
那第二就是生活哲学。
And the second philosophy that we have.
就是神本。
Is a God-centered one.
以神为我的中心。
Is to have to have God as the center of all of our decisions.
这样来调整我的一切的观念、想法跟决定。
And this will readjust or calibrate all of the decisions and choices that we make in our life.
如果我们要选择学校。
Whatever, if we need to choose a school.
当然我们有我们的喜好。
Of course, we have our preferences.
但是。
But we need to kneel down and pray first. God, where would you like me to continue my studies? This short, somewhat may seem insignificant prayer will demonstrate how we treat the God in our lives. And it's not for us to make our decisions first.
一直祷告神啊，你如果爱我，就让我上哪一个学校。
And pray very hard and fervently to ask the Lord to help us get into that school.
不是自己不可以有喜好。
It is not saying that we should not have our own preferences or interests.
要把最后的决定权交给神。
But we have to give the ultimate decision power to God.
就像大卫说，我知道神要我怎么行。
Just as David says here, till I know what God will do for me.
找工作也是一样。
This is the same concept when it applies to job searching.
如果以自己为本。
If we put ourselves as the center.
一般人第一个考虑是什么？
What do most people consider?
收入好不好？
Is the salary good?
升迁机会好不好？
Is our promotional opportunities high?
我有没有办法自我实现？我的理想有没有办法完成？
Will I be able to realize my dreams?
但是当我们以神为中心。
But when we put God in the center of it,
我们的考虑会变的。
Then our considerations will change.
这个工作过了十年以后，我跟神的关系会有什么影响？
We would think, after 10 years of working here, how will that affect my relationship with God?
所以你看，我们很多的青年在曼哈顿上班。
We see many youth that work in Manhattan, New York.
过了一段时间，很多信仰都流失了。
After a while, many of them lose their faith.
很多本来都很热心的。
There are many who are originally quite fervent.
难道神真的愿意我们做一个行业，到最后失去信仰吗？
Does God really want us to take on an occupation where we will lose our faith eventually?
所以第一个考虑。
So the first consideration.
对我的信仰会有什么影响？
How does it affect my faith?
第二个考虑。
The second consideration.
会不会影响我的家庭？
Will it affect my family? For the family is entrusted to us to take care of by God.
第三个考虑,
the third consideration. Will it affect our health?
难道神要我们去找一个工作，一天上班18个小时？
Would God want us to find a job where we have to work 18 hours a day?
配很高，到最后身体弄坏了。
Although the salary may be, the income may be high, but eventually we sacrifice our health.
那我们没有健康的身体来服侍神。
And we will not have a healthy body to serve the Lord.
所以当我们在以神为中心，在求问神。
So when we ask, when we place God in the center and we make our inquiries to Him, this is what it means to place God as the great in our lives. Perhaps we may not find the best job of our dreams. But after looking back at it, we may find that it was what was best for us.
对我们的信仰，对我们的家庭，对我们自己是最好的。
It was best for our faith, for our families, and for our health.
所以这种的改变,
so this kind of adjustment
有时候需要一段很长时间的操练,
oftentimes requires a long period of training
我们才会体会到神的同在。
So that we can come to feel, understand the abidance of God.
所以什么叫做俗，什么叫做圣。
What does it mean to be worldly or profane versus sacred?
以人为中心就是俗。
When we put people-centered decisions, that's considered worldly.
以神为中心就是圣。
And God-centered decisions are considered sacred.
所以我们信主之后要怎么成圣？
So after believing in the Lord, how do we become more and more holy?
我们的想法需要以神为中心。
Our thoughts and our mindset must be drawn closer and closer with God as the center.
神是我们的父亲,
God is our Heavenly Father.
他非常爱我们,
and He loves us very much.
神是最有智慧的,
God is the wisest God in the world.
他知道怎么对我们最好,
and He knows what is best for us.
所以当我们以神为中心,
so when we put God in the center of our lives,
我们不会吃亏的,
we will not be taken advantage of.
因为神为我们的计划是最好的,
for God's plan for us is the best.
神的旨意是完全的,
and God's will is perfect.
没有一个人能够想出 一个计划比神的旨意更完全。
And there's no one that can devise a plan that is more perfect than the will of and the plan that God has for us.
所以我们不要一直想，如果我以神为中心，我会吃亏什么？不可能。
So don't think that if I place God as the center of my decisions that I will suffer and be taken advantage of in some way.
有哪一个父亲为自己小孩子所设计的，他觉得是次好的呢？
What father or what parents would give their child what is second best?
我们想都是最好的。
Of course, they would give him the best they have.
但是为什么到后来变成好像不是很好？
But why is it that in the end it may seem like it was not the best?
因为我们是人嘛。
Because we are human.
那神是神。
God is God.
当神认为最好的。
What he thinks is best.
到最后还是最好的。
In the end, is still the best.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
所以人跟神差在这里就好。
And that's the greatest difference between mortals and God.
所以大卫啊，他是以神为中心，求问神。
God, David put God in the center of his life and inquired of the Lord for his decisions.
我们看23章。
Let's read 1 Samuel 23.
撒母耳记上的23章。
1 Samuel 23.
第二节。
Verse 2. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and attack these Philistines?
这里。 大卫在求问神，我是不是可以攻打非利士地？
And the Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.
这个时候是大卫在 患难的时候。
This is a time when David was in distress.
因为扫罗要来追杀大卫。
King Saul was pursuing David to kill him.
一个人在患难的时候会求问神，这是很自然的事情。
It's very natural for a person to call out to the Lord in times of distress.
所以你看，当很大的车祸发生，我们一个敬畏神的人，第一句话会喊什么？
So when a great accident happens, car accident happens, the first thing that a person who fears the Lord would say is,
不是我的爸爸，我的妈妈。
They would not call out to their father or their mother.
我爸爸妈妈是人啊。
Because they're merely human beings.
啊, 他能够救我们吗?
They're unable to help us at the time.
第一个喊神啊, 救我, hallelujah.
First thing many people, God-fearing people say is, God save me or hallelujah.
啊, 所以大卫在患难的时候, 他懂得求问神。
So in times of distress, David knew to call out to God.
啊, 患难没有过去, 但是神一直在带领他。
This distress did not leave him, but God continued to guide him.
啊, 这是一种操练。
This is a type of training.
他要真的当王以前的操练。
That this training was necessary before he ascended to the throne.
这个操练让他认识人的一切都在神的掌管中。
And this training allowed him to see that man's all is controlled by God.
当神要把你放在这个情况，你就是跑不掉。
When God wants to place you in a certain predicament, you cannot escape it.
但是当神要救你出来的时候，马上你就出去。
But when the Lord wants to save you, deliver you from that predicament, you will depart from it immediately.
那这样我们人就对神非常的谦卑敬畏。
And we have that kind of mentality. Then we will be very humble and God-fearing.
但是到了撒母耳记下第五章, 我们看, 撒母耳记下第五章,
when we get to 2 Samuel chapter 5,
第五章的十九节,
2 Samuel 5, verse 19. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand.
这个时候, 大卫已经当王了。
At this point, David was already the king.
扫罗已经死了。
David, Saul had passed away.
在这个时候, 大卫还是求问神。
At this point, David still inquired of the Lord.
这就不简单了。
This is not easy.
因为人在兴盛的时候会求问神。 这真的是在心里的最深处，我尊神为大。
For it only if a person can still inquire of the Lord in times of prosperity, that indicates that in the deepest innermost part of his heart, he still puts God first in his life.
当一个人往上爬，很有成就的时候。
When a person is climbing, and ascending and becoming more and more successful,
常常会有一种自信。
They oftentimes develop this great self, confidence or reliance.
那这个自信。
And this self-confidence or reliance oftentimes will not let a person humble themselves. So why is it that in Deuteronomy it records the Israelites suffered in the wilderness? It was in order for them to become humble. Then they can be able to enjoy the blessings that come after.
所以大卫在当王的时候啊, 他能够继续求问神, 这个代表神在他心里的分量还是在非常高的地位。
David being able to inquire of the Lord while he was king and in times of prosperity means that God still holds the greatest place in his heart.
但是比起扫罗就不一样了。
But this compared to Saul is completely different.
扫罗当王以后, 神讲他就不听了。
After Saul became king, he would not listen to God.
他就有自己的意思。
He had his own will.
用自己的意思来取代神的意思。
He replaced God's will with his own.
所以神就不喜欢他。
Therefore, he was not found favorable in the eyes of God.
所以神喜欢什么样的人?
What kind of person does God favor?
无论我顺利,
Whether or not I'm successful,
无论我很落魄,
or whether or not I'm very poor,
神是我的主。
God is my Lord,
我要求告他,
and I will inquire of him.
我要尊重他为我的主,
I will respect him as and honor him as my Lord.
这个就是大卫, 蒙神喜悦的原因。
This is a reason why David was found pleasing to God.
我们再看, 撒母耳记下的第二章,
Let's also turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下第二章的第二节。
2 Samuel 2 verse 2. 2 Samuel 2, verse 2. So David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite.
第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said to him, Go up. David said, Where shall I go up? And he said, To Hebron.
这个大卫连他要住的城，他都求问神。
Even the city that David was to go to, he would inquire of the Lord.
那神就说可以上希伯兰希伯伦去。
God permitted him to go up to Hebron.
所以凡事大小，他都是尊重神。
So matters great or small, he inquired of the Lord.
那神喜欢他，当然神会与他同在。
He found favor in God's sight, and God abided with him.
这是对他自己的事情啊，他求问神。
He inquired of the Lord concerning things of his own.
那第三个就是大卫对约柜的态度。
The third is David's attitude towards the Ark of the Covenant.
好，我们先来看撒母耳记下的第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下的第六章。
2 Samuel 6.
为什么约柜这么重要？
Why was the Ark so important?
我们看第六章的第二节。
Chapter 6, verse 2. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal, Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
这里说大卫打算把神的约柜运到这个他们这边来。
Here it accounts, in this account, it describes how David was bringing the ark over to there.
再接下去就解释说，坐在两个基路伯上，万军之神留名的柜。
And it follows by saying, the Lord of hosts dwells between the cherubims.
神住在两个地方，一个就是天上。
God dwells in two places. One is in heaven.
一个就是在至圣所。
And the other is in the Holy of Holies.
那为什么神住在那里？
Why does God dwell there?
因为有约柜。
Because of the ark.
有施恩的宝座。
Because of the mercy seat.
所以这个约柜就代表神的同在。
So this ark represents the abidance of God.
它是他留名的柜。
It is the place where he has left his name.
那如果这样解释的话，约柜就变成非常重要的一个柜子。
And so we explain it this way, that means that the ark itself would be a very important thing or a place.
因为这代表神的同在，这个有神的名。
For that place has the abidance of God and has the name of God there.
那今天神在天上，那神在地上，神住在哪里呢？
Now today, God is in heaven, but he's also here on earth. And where does he dwell?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
23节
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. Ephesians 1, verse 23. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
就是说教会是主耶稣的身体。
It says here, the church is the body of Christ.
然后说充满万有者所充满。
And the fullness of him fills all in all.
充满万有者就是神啊。
And God is the one who fills all in all.
那教会是神所充满的，是神同在的地方。
So the church is the place that God fills and the place where he dwells.
所以圣经说，你们就是神的殿。
The Bible says that we are the temple of God.
神住在你们里面。
And God dwells in us.
所以今天教会的事情就等于当时约柜一样。
And so today the matters of the church is just like the matters of the ark back then.
这是神同在的。
These are places where God dwells.
教会是神留名的地方。
The church is a place where God has left his name.
因此我们一个人哦，我们对神的态度怎样我也不知道，因为神我也看不见。
And so a person's attitude towards God, we do not know because we cannot see it.
但是我们自己可以知道，我们对教会的态度就是对神的态度。
But we can see that our attitude towards church also reflects our attitude towards God.
教会就是神留名的地方，就是主耶稣的身体。
For the church is a place where God has left his name. It is the body of Christ.
这个头跟身体是分不开的，是一体的。
The head and the body cannot be separated. It is one.
你爱头也会爱身体啊。
If you love the head, you also love the body.
所以爱主耶稣也会爱教会啊。
So if we love Jesus, we also love his church.
尊重主耶稣就是尊重教会。
And if we respect and honor Lord Jesus, we will also respect and honor
his church. 爱教会就是爱主耶稣。
And we love the church, then we also show our love to Lord Jesus.
所以今天大卫的例子值得我们来思考。
So today, David's example is worthy of our consideration.
他对约柜的态度。
His attitude towards the Ark of the Covenant.
我们现在回来看撒母耳记下的第六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
看十一节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 11. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
十二节。
Verse 12. Now it was told King David, saying, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness.
这个地方说，神的约柜在厄别以东家三个月。
The Ark of the God was in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months.
如果约柜只是一个柜子。
If the Ark of Covenant was merely this material thing,
那在这个厄别以东家三个月，三个月就三个月，还有什么不同？
Then by being in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months, it was merely that.
但是这个是神留名的地方，是神同在的地方，所以神三个月跟他们同在就不一样了。
But because the Ark was actually a place where God has left His name, where God had His abidance, being in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months was greatly different.
那神就赐福给厄别以东。
God blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
大家都看得到，神赐福是大家都看得到。
And this blessing is something that all can see.
所以本来大卫他不敢把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
Originally, David was afraid to transport the ark to the city of David.
因为他看到乌撒这件事情哦，他被神击杀。
Because he saw that Uzzah was struck down by God.
哇，这个神太厉害了，我不敢要。
And he was a little fearful of God and was afraid to have the ark transported to Jerusalem.
但是他看到神同在的地方哦，竟然蒙福。
But then he saw the blessings that came about in the place where God abided.
所以他也希望把他运到大卫城。
And so David desired that it would be transported also to the city of David.
让大卫城也能够蒙福。
So that the city of David can also be blessed.
所以今天教会的事情常常是我们蒙福的一个来源。
So today, the matters of the church oftentimes is a source of many of our blessings.
我们对教会的事情要关心。
We have to care for the matters of the church.
我们要让神的名在教会得到荣耀。
We have to allow the name of God to be glorified in the church.
我们有这样的想法，我们有这样的行动，我们就会蒙神喜欢。
If we have this kind of attitude, if we have the actions that follow it, we will be found pleasing in the eyes of God.
我们看第六章第一节。
Let's read 2 Samuel 6, verse 1. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000.
这里说大卫挑选三万人。
It says, David gathered choice men of Israel that were numbered 30,000.
要做什么？
What were they going to do?
他要来迎接这个约柜进到大卫城。
They were coming to receive the ark and bring it to the city of David.
好，那在这个迎接约柜的过程当中，
and during this process,
大卫怎么样的表现呢？
What did David do?
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet.
这里讲大卫跟以色列全家非常高兴把约柜抬上来。
It says, it records here, David and the entire house of Israel were glad and sounded the trumpets and shouted.
因为这是神的同在，这个抬着这个约柜上面就是神的同在，大家很高兴啊，神来了。
This was the abidance of God by transporting that ark with the abidance of God, receiving God into their city.
所以今天我们做教会的工作，要用很喜乐、感恩的心来做。
Likewise, today, when we do the work in the church, we have to do it in a glad and joyful manner.
不要想说，哎，又轮到我了，又叫我做了。
And don't have the attitude that, oh, it's my turn again.
这是神的事情。
Because this is a matter of God.
这是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
那个至高的神在我们当中。
The highest God is dwelling among us.
你看我们这个整个会堂整理的整个这个教会是整理的非常的干净，这个看着神不是得到荣耀吗？
You see that the church is maintained in a very neat manner. You see that also brings glory to God.
我们如果厨房餐厅像现在都是很干净，那不是神的荣耀吗？
Even the kitchen and all the different areas in the church is all very clean and tidy. This also brings glory to God.
那如果我们的教会都是乱糟糟的？
But in contrast, if the church was very messy,
那神怎么荣耀呢？
Then where's the glory for God?
当然，神最重要荣耀不是这个外在的。
Of course, God's glory does not pertain to the physical and superficial things.
神最重要荣耀是他同在。
But his greatest glory is his abidance, his
dwelling. 所以我们要为着神的同在来努力。
So we have to work for the abidance of God.
那为神的事情很喜乐的来参与。
And to be very willing and participating with gladness in all the matters of God.
我们再看另外一节。
Now let's turn to another verse.
第七节，第七章。
Chapter 7.
第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains.
这里讲大卫住在王宫。
Here's, it records that David dwelt in the house of cedar. They spent many years to build this very elaborate palace. But yet he sees that the ark of God was dwelling inside tent curtains. And he was feeling uneasy in his heart. God has blessed me with so much. From a shepherd to a king. From dwelling in tent to dwelling in a palace. God who has blessed me so much, his ark is yet dwelling inside tent curtains. He decided to build a temple. He built this temple in order to show his gratitude towards God. Today, our attitude towards the church is very important. We are all blessed. Not only materially, but also spiritually. But if we care for the matters of God, and we care for the prosperity of the holy work, then these are things that God finds favor in. Because we do it out of a heart of gratitude. And we work together to prosper the church due to the glory of God. So each of us have to place the matters of the Lord in our hearts.
在先知书里面,
in the prophetic books,
在提到以色列百姓种的多收的少,
it talks about how the Israelites sowed many but reaped little.
钱戴在口袋却破了一个洞,
they bring out their money, but yet there's a hole in their pockets.
为什么?
Why?
因为大家都不顾神的殿,
for nobody cares about the temple of the Lord.
自顾自己的生活,
they only cared about their own livelihoods.
所以我们蒙福以后如果还继续只顾自己的生活,
so if we are blessed and we continue living a life where we only live for ourselves,
那神就不喜欢了,
then God will not be pleased with that.
所以在哈该书里面呢, 他告诉以色列百姓,
so in the book of Haggai, it tells the Israelites,
那大家改变了,
and they changed.
起来,
they rose up and built the house of God. And from that day forward, God continued to bless them. So what's the most important thing in our own lives? To have the abidance of God. In order to have the abidance of God, we have to become a person who God is pleased in. Let us sing him together.
442首.
Let's rise and sing him 442.
Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all. In the ninth season and all the day long. Sorrows befall us and Satan oppose. God leads his dear children our own. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children our own. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, some through death or sorrow, but God gives us all. In the ninth season and all the day long. Away from the poor and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the flood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all. In the ninth season, and all the day long.
Please be seated. Finally, we're going to pray together. And for us who do not have the Holy Spirit, we can pray for the Holy Spirit. And those who have the Holy Spirit, we pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That we constantly care for the matters of the church and for the prosperity of the church. If we are praying for the Holy Spirit or desire the laying of hands in our prayer, please come forward. Let us pray in one accord.
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. 奉主耶稣圣名。